Psalm 23 is perhaps the most familiar and quoted part of the Old Testament. It's a psalm that's often read at funeral services. It's a psalm that's brought encouragement and help to believers who have faced difficulties and struggles. And in the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear in this psalm of a shepherd who is the source of comfort and salvation and assurance all through life, even in the most troubling times. These Psalms 22, 23, 24 are all psalms that speak in various ways about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. In Psalm 22, as we were thinking at Easter time, the Good Shepherd dying for the sheep. Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd caring for the sheep. Psalm 24, the Chief Shepherd coming one day for the sheep. And in Psalm 23, David introduces us to the shepherd who can take care of our frailty, the shepherd who can take care of our foes, and the shepherd who can take care of our future. And so I want to think with you this morning about this great provision. The Lord Jesus Christ clearly identified himself with the shepherd of this psalm. The Lord, Jehovah, God is my shepherd, said David. And the Lord Jesus Christ identifies himself with God as he declares, I am the good shepherd. And so first of all this morning, the one who can take care of our frailty, our weakness, our need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now many people try to apply this psalm to themselves for this soothing effect of the psalm, but are not able really to do so because they do not know Jesus Christ as their personal shepherd. David is very personal in this psalm. Notice the personal way in which he speaks all the way through the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down. He leads me. He restores my soul. He leads me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I, me. All the way through the psalm, David is speaking in a very personal way. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself made it very clear that not everyone trusts in him and knows him as their shepherd. When some who were criticizing Jesus said, if you are the Christ, if you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus replied, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. So this morning, one of those who are identified as the sheep who belong to this shepherd, Jesus Christ, are people who hear the shepherd's voice as he speaks to them through his word, the Bible, and by the Holy Spirit. God's people are known by this shepherd in a personal, intimate way. Trust in and follow Jesus as their shepherd and have as a result of trusting in him eternal life. So according to Jesus, not every person in this congregation this morning can say, the Lord is my shepherd. It is Christians, it is believers, those who hear what Jesus claimed about himself, believe what he did when he verified who he was, and in a personal way trust and follow him, because at the core of what the Lord Jesus Christ taught about being the shepherd of his people is the cross, where he took the penalty for our sins. And it's significant, isn't it, that Psalm 23 follows Psalm 22. In Psalm 22, the the Messiah, the shepherd, is forsaken by God as he bears our sins on the cross. It's as a result of that that David can say, the Lord is my shepherd. So this morning, are you trusting in Jesus Christ as your shepherd, your substitute, the one who died in your place bearing your sins on the cross? You must come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith to know him as your shepherd. And this is a very uncomfortable truth, but by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as your shepherd, you are acknowledging that you are like a sheep. And we don't like that analogy, naturally. Sheep are dumb and dirty and defenseless and helpless. They're always getting lost and hurt. Sheep don't even know when to come in out of the rain. And then we have to say to God, I'm like a sheep. And that humbles us. It hurts our feelings. But we know the Bible is honest and true when it tells us that we're inclined to be self-destructive, like sheep. Isaiah in chapter 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep, he says, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. You know, and I know this morning, that tendency to individualism which wanders away from God. I'll go my own way, I'll do my own thing, I'll live without God. So this morning, we need to own up, Lord, I'm like a sheep. If you're to know Jesus as your shepherd, you have to admit you need a shepherd. And that's difficult, but it's where we must start. If you know this shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep, you're trusting in him, you're following him. You can say, the Lord, the covenant-keeping, faithful God, is my personal shepherd. And David says, if the Lord is your shepherd, then you shall not want. If this morning you're all restless and uncertain and life is full of turmoil, it's an indication the Lord is not your shepherd. If there's emptiness, loneliness, despair, frustration, then maybe the Lord is not your shepherd. You need to trust him as your shepherd. People are trusting this morning in all sorts of things. If your job shepherds you, then there's restlessness and feverish activity, but ultimately, disappointment. If education is your shepherd, then you're constantly restless, moving, changing, with the changing fads of this world. If another person is your shepherd, ultimately you'll be disappointed and empty. But if the Lord is your shepherd, says David, you shall not want. Now, David was very familiar with tending sheep. He had vast experience as a shepherd. So David can speak of this great shepherd of his soul, the Lord, his shepherd. And David also knew the shepherds had to work hard to provide for their sheep. They needed to know their sheep, care for their needs. David was trusting in the Lord as his shepherd, the one who cared for him, supplied his needs. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Having tended sheep for years, David was familiar then. Sheep don't like to drink from fast-flowing water. They need still water. They need to be watched. They need guidance. They're vulnerable to attack. The shepherd knows where refreshing waters and green pastures for his sheep are. And that's where he leads them. See, we're living in a society that is very uncertain, never content. You'd think, wouldn't you, living in the UK with our material comforts, high standards of living, that more and more we would find in society people would be content. But actually in our society what we see as we wander away from God is more and more discontent. constant striving after things, living on credit, an insatiable lust for sex, widespread restlessness. Sometimes even God's people not content. All sorts of self-help books that promise to sort out inner turmoil. David acknowledges we lack the wisdom to find the place of peace and rest and trust on our own. Why is our society discontent? Well, if we do not know Jesus as the shepherd and are not feeding on God's word, instead we fill our minds with the poisonous weeds of the TV, the media, the latest religious fads, no wonder we're anxious, in turmoil, restless. No trust in the Lord, says David, who will lead you to green pastures in his grace and feed you by his word. You'll find refreshment for your thirsty soul. There is security, there is peace, knowing this shepherd. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, sheep are prone to wander. David had experienced moments in his life when he had wandered away from the shepherd. He'd gone into the pastures of the world, wandered away from God, got himself into all sorts of trouble. But the shepherd had drawn him, welcomed him, sought him, brought him back into the fold of grace, restoring his soul. David knew the restoring power of the shepherd. A shepherd would lead his sheep in paths of righteousness, showing them the right path to travel. David knew. He knew the bitterness of those times he'd strayed, wandered away from God, and the Lord had lovingly restored him. Now, we are prone to wander. We are prone to stray. We know that there is blessing in the fold of God, but there are many temptations and many enemies. You pursue this morning the agenda of the world, and before you know it, you'll be a great distance away from God. And the Lord, if you are a Christian this morning, does not leave you in that condition. No, he goes after you. Even sometimes will chastise his sheep to restore them, to lead them back. And for the sheep, that means walking in right or true paths. For David, God desired to lead him in paths of uprightness, that David would walk in a right way as a king. If you're a Christian this morning, God wants to lead you into greater and greater paths of righteousness. That's why God calls you, if you're a Christian this morning, in sanctification, in holiness, that God may make you more and more pure, walking in right ways. So keep short accounts with God. You want to know God as your shepherd? Well, that means don't tolerate sin in your life. Keep short accounts with God. Confess your sins. Go to God each day as the faithful shepherd. When we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive and cleanse. Notice why the Lord guides and leads in paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, says David. He does it for his own name's sake, for the sake of his glory, for his reputation, for his name, for his honor. If you were on a walk somewhere in the countryside and you saw a shepherd sitting idly by while his sheep were wandering everywhere, looking in diseased, hungry, thirsty, you think, what sort of shepherd is this? This is a shepherd who doesn't care about his sheep. What sort of reputation would a shepherd have if he was careless, indifferent, unloving towards his sheep? David is saying, if you're a Christian this morning, then God's name is on the line. If you are one of his sheep, God providing for your needs, God wants to lead you in righteous, holy paths. For his name's sake, that people would look and say, look at this shepherd, the sheep who belong to him. Look at the way they live. Look at the way they walk. Look at the way they behave. This says something to us about this shepherd. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God's glory, his honor, his name is on the line. As you live your life this week ahead, as people know and see how you live as a Christian, that will say something to people about the shepherd you claim to trust in. The one who takes care of our frailty. Secondly, the one who takes care of our foes, our enemies. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I've said sheep have no natural defences. David was a man of war. He'd faced death, enemies, destruction on many occasions. He had stared death in the face, but the Lord had preserved his life. He knew what it was to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and he'd learned to trust the Lord. Regardless of what he was facing in that dark valley, he knew the Lord was near. He was safe in the sovereign hands of God. If we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd, then you can know this morning with absolute certainty, as you walk through all the difficult paths of life, even in the shadows, the shepherd will be with you. It's good for us to think for a moment about shadows. Because shadows can't harm you. What can the shadow of an angry dog do? It can't bite you. What can the shadow of a poisonous snake do? It can't strike at you. What can the shadow of death do? If you're a believer, it cannot destroy you. Shadows don't harm you as you walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He promises the presence of his light. And the closer you get to the light, the clearer and the darker the shadow will be. Because Christians, yes, face frightening and difficult circumstances in life. But like David, you can know, even in the valley of the shadow of death, the presence of the Lord. I've been away for a little while. I got back yesterday and I was looking at one or two emails. Stuart Olliott sent me an email about what happened when his dear wife, Doll, passed away this last few days. He describes in a very touching way being with her as she passed through the valley of the shadow of death. As he sang hymns with her, read the Bible and prayed with her. The Lord drawing near in the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord a constant companion and guide. And here David speaks about the shepherd's rod and staff comforting him. Now again, a shepherd knew that there were times when he had to use a rod. It was like a club, like a stick with a very heavy end to it. That would be used for defense. It would be used to crush the head of a wolf or some animal that tried to attack or harm the sheep. The sheep couldn't defend themselves. The shepherd with his rod would defend them. The staff was longer. It was like a shepherd's crook, like a hook on the end. It used to grasp the neck of the sheep, pull them to safety, to guide them in the right way. We need that protection. We need that guidance from a shepherd. When our enemies attack us and we feel overwhelmed and we feel, Lord, defend me. The Lord comes with his rod. And then when we're prone to temptation and stray, Lord, come with your crook. Guide me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Here David is giving a description of peace and rest, finding sufficiency in the Lord, even though David, as a man of war, would have known there are times of great difficulty on the battlefield. Meals being eaten hurriedly because of the fear of being attacked by an enemy. But David says this shepherd is able to provide a well-filled table for his sheep, even in the presence of enemies. The world raging in restless turmoil. And yet the Lord can provide peace and provision for his people. He also rejoiced here that his head was anointed with oil. Now that's an unusual idea for us, but at the time David is writing, in that culture, it's a sign of acceptance and honor. If a guest was welcomed into your home, then the feet of the guest would be washed, and then often the head anointed with oil, a sign of welcome and acceptance. David rejoiced because he was graciously accepted by the shepherd. You have access this morning to the shepherd of your soul. Jesus Christ welcomes you when you come to him, when you call out to him, cry to him, when you pray, when you read his word, you come to him, he anoints your head with oil. And this shepherd is all sufficient. His cup was running over with blessing and provision. So David looks at his life, the shepherd guiding every step, the shepherd providing for every need. David has been blessed. If you're a Christian this morning, you've been blessed. You say, my cup runs over. God has provided in innumerable ways every need. The one who can take care of our frailty, the one who can take care of our foes, and then thirdly, the one who can take care of our future. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David now is resting in the salvation of God and rejoicing in present grace. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David had enjoyed goodness and mercy throughout his life. He was confident that the Lord would be with him. We do not have to fear facing a day without the goodness and mercy of God. We can claim that promise this morning. Lord, today, tomorrow, all the days of my life, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. See, life is full of changes. Even in this very short psalm, there are green pastures and still waters. Thank God, many of us have enjoyed many days in green pastures and still waters, sun shining. All is calm, all is at peace. Sometimes when you've wandered away from God, you've had to know restoring grace, God drawing you back. There have even been days of dark valleys, when the enemies seem very real, and there are great fears, many difficulties. The Lord still, goodness and mercy following me. And David here anticipates not only present grace, but future grace. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Whatever life has been like, as David looks forward to eternity, he's resting in the eternal provision of the shepherd. You see, David knows life in this world is not all there is for the children of God. There's a future glory. There is a dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Eternity was secure. This is not David being full of self-importance and pride. This is David full of trust and resting in the Lord. Death would come, but it would not be final. It wouldn't be devastating. It would be an entrance into the eternal presence of God. Like a child at home. So there's great comfort for every believer in these words of David this morning. Those who are saved by grace, knowing goodness and mercy, the shepherd in this life, the one who's purchased redemption through his death on the cross, was removed the condemnation of sin, rising triumphant over death, secures eternal life. Then for the believer, there is this hope, there is this expectation, there is this assurance, there is this knowledge. We have much to rejoice in, says David, and to look forward to. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So if you're struggling this morning, away from the fold of fellowship with God, if you're a Christian who's been wandering away from God, the shepherd is calling you back this morning to a place of restoration, a place of provision, a place of security. It's time for you to turn back and know this shepherd who seeks and saves and restores your soul. And if you've never known this shepherd, the shepherd of the soul, he calls on men and women, young people, boys and girls everywhere, to turn to him, to trust in him as the shepherd in this personal way. And God has placed his name in a way all over this psalm. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ identifies himself as the shepherd. But in the very fabric of the psalm, Jesus identifies himself with the covenant God who is faithful. The Lord, my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. Can you say that this morning? The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace, the one who has provided peace and safety and security for me in my life. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. How many times have we needed the healing hands of a shepherd to draw us back to himself? Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord my righteousness, leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is there, our banner, the world who never forsakes his people. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Jehovah Makadesh, the Lord our sanctifier, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. And David ends with Jehovah El Elyon, the Lord Most High, the Lord who will take us home to his house forever. The God who's written his name over this psalm, the one identified by Jesus Christ when he says, I am the good shepherd. We all need to re-examine this morning. You look at your relationship with the Lord. Is it what it should be? If it's not, he'll restore your soul. And if you do not know the shepherd who cared enough and loved his sheep so much that he was willing to die for them, he will receive you if you will turn to him and come to him today. And you can know the assurance that David gives. These personal words all the way through the psalm. My shepherd, I shall not want, makes me lie down. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those are all words of trust, dependence, hope. Let's come to God in prayer together. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for this wonderful reminder of Jesus Christ, this great shepherd. The shepherd who cares for his people, his sheep, in such personal ways. We pray, Lord, for those who have never trusted in this shepherd before, to know this morning the shepherd's love, cleansing, and grace. For those who have wandered away from this shepherd, to know this morning restoring grace, the shepherd guiding and leading his people back into a closer walk with him. For the Lord's people walking with this shepherd in the light of his ways and in the light of his grace. We thank you, Lord, for present grace, goodness and mercy. We thank you too for future grace, this assurance of one day dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. We thank you for the great shepherd and for the great gospel of this shepherd's love and care. So, Lord, speak to each one through your word and by your Holy Spirit this morning. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to sing as a closing hymn, number 150. 150. Great is the gospel of our glorious God, where mercy met the anger of God's wrath. 150, and we'll stand to sing. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the King of love, our great shepherd. What a joy and delight it is to know you this morning as our treasure, our shepherd, our King. And we thank you for the countless blessings that we enjoy. Knowing you, Lord Jesus, there is no greater thing. And we pray, Lord, that as we have sung of goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, that we shall live as those who belong to this Shepherd King, in our lives enthrone him, so that others may see not what great people these are, but what a great shepherd these people have. So, Lord, bless us with your grace this morning. And may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each one of us and all God's people, both this day and even forevermore. Amen.